this shop.
Alex? Oh, I think you're frozen.
And that's why it's crucial that we make...
Eh, that sounded important.
Because if we don't act now...
We've lost him.
Bring an end to work call interruptions with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. More work from homers are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
And he's back.
So I hope that was all clear.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, the Chancellor is making a big speech later setting out where government will spend money over the next 3 years. Rachel Reeves says her spending review is about investing in Britain's renewal. Our reporter Aggie Chambre has been looking at what areas are expected to be winners and losers.
The big winners of this will be the NHS, who are expected to get £30 billion, and also defence. But we also know there will be losers in this too. There were two departments who had a protracted negotiations with the Treasury, the Ministry of Housing and the Home Office.
In other news this morning, there's a curfew for downtown LA after looting and violence. Trouble had broken out following protests against immigration raids. People are currently only allowed to leave their homes between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. That's to go to work or to receive emergency care. Rough sleeping is going to be decriminalised in England and Wales next year. The government is scrapping a 200-year-old law. And the Everton manager David Moyes will be honoured by the Prince of Wales at a ceremony at Windsor Castle later today. He's getting an OBE for services to the FA after being named in the New Year's Honours list.
Yeah.
We can hear from him now. David, congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. You must be very proud.
Really proud.
What?
Really proud.
Sorry about played.
Really proud.
Very proud. Sorry, very proud. David Moyes there. Thank you.
That means I'm going to get loads of messages today on Twitter because people don't write David Moyes correctly.
No.
And they write David Moyles.
Yes.
And if they don't think he deserves it, they shorten that if they're angry to Moyes or Moyles.
That's right. So it's almost like you've got an OBE.
Moyles doesn't deserve that. Isn't that you're absolutely right? I don't.
Sport.
England's players were booed off the pitch last night after they lost their friendly against Senegal 3-1. The loss of the City Ground was a first defeat for Thomas Tuchel in his fourth match in charge, and he's admitted performances are not living up to expectations.
I see the smile, I see the liveliness in training. That's why I also tell you pretty much all the time that I'm excited about what I see and that I have strong belief in what we can do. But we miss in the moment the translation to the pitch.
Northern Ireland beat Iceland 1-0 in their friendly at Windsor Park last night. Manchester City signed Rayan Cherki from the French side Lyon as the early summer transfer window closed. Joe Bellingham followed in his brother Jude's footsteps by moving to Borussia Dortmund. But Chelsea were unable to complete moves for Dortmund winger Jamie Gittens or AC Milan keeper Mike Maignan. And Leeds United have signed Messi.
That's right, Arnold Messi.
Arnold Messi, he's
good though.
From
Dewsbury.
Yeah.
Never played football in his life, but they thought, you know what, we'll give it a go.
What a left foot.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Mainly sunny and very warm today. A bit of rain in the far northwest of Scotland. A chance of thunderstorms as well later. But temperatures up to around 25 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
I'm hoping the weather shifts at the weekend.
Yes.
Because I'm in Ilkley, Moorbartat.
So that's on Friday, isn't it?
Friday night. And...
it's going to be warm, but there may be possibly a little bit of drizzle.
Yeah, but can we just move that?
Yeah.
It's not much of a percentage, so it could change.
Is it cloud seeding? Is that what it's called? To get rid of rain or to get rid of clouds or to bring clouds
cloud
in?
Cloud seeding is to make it rain. Yeah, I don't think they're doing that. Although cloud seeding has been around for a long time. The British government investing in cloud seeding as early as the 1950s.
Really? That's very good knowledge.
How'd you know that? Because I looked into it before and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, so they make it rain.
Yeah, but so when that rain happened in Dubai, the massive rain, the flooding, everyone, you know what that is? That's cloud. And it wasn't. It was just weather.
Yeah.
And I looked into cloud seeding and when it started, and I think the British government invested in cloud seeding in the 50s.
Wow. It's very clever.
Mm.
Don't know how it works.
Well, it's quite simple. Mm-hmm. Like they'll fly up. Do you want me to get into this?
Oh. Yeah. Well, do you know how it works?
Yeah.
All right. How does it work?
All right. If James gets it up and actually reads up on it.
Okay.
So it's something on the lines of they fly the plane into the clouds.
Right.
They release something into the clouds, some gas or liquid or something, I don't know.
To kickstart it.
And then that mixes with whatever is in the cloud.
Right.
And then from that, rain is formed. It's basically they turn the cloud into a science lab.
Right.
Mix a couple of things together. One thing they add, one thing that's in the cloud. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. You've got rain.
Very, very clever.
Now, that sounds about right, what you said.
There you go. Oh, see, honestly, I'm really not that much of a thicko.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Yeah, I am. Do you know what, John?
You're right.
You know what? I love you. Yeah. I've always loved you, and I always will love you. But you can go screw yourself. You can absolutely go screw yourself. Because during that jingle, you just went online. I knew what you were doing. You went, cloud seeding, right? And then you made a face of,
he's right.
And then you pointed at me and went, you're right, in a really surprised tone.
You're not thick.
1946 was the first, so you said 1950.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely right.
So there you are.
And the
British government invested in it.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the sea, James.
That's
very good.
That is good knowledge. Good cloud knowledge.
If I've just impressed you, feel free to message in and say, wow, yeah. Chris, you have just impressed us with your knowledge.
I haven't heard anyone lecture and finish with Bob's your uncle and Fanny's your aunt for ages, says Andy in Wrexham.
I actually said, I think what my words were, Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt, and you get rain. I think is what I said, which I instantly regretted. But...
Morning, well, I always say morning to Bob, actually.
All names.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so good. What we got on the show today? We have got the £25,000 box game coming up at 8 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now... have we got a game later?
Yes. After 9?
I've just seen what that says in there. Is that a typo?
It's not a typo.
Really?
Where?
Just after 9 o'clock in the running order.
Yeah.
Wow.
Toby Tarrant's coming in to play a game.
Toby's coming in to play a game.
Toby's got a game.
Wow.
And is it a surprise?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know what it is?
Well, I do. It's a surprise for you two.
Okay.
I'm aware.
You two are coming in?
Oh, awesome.
I could play along because I don't know the questions of the game.
Okay.
But I know the overarching.
And he's so keen to play this game, he's coming in early.
Well, he just gave me the title of it.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
I said, you know what? Go for it.
Let's go for it. Rock and roll, Ibiza. Let's go for it.
All right, Bruno.
All right, Bruno.
James sent me a message last night about today's show.
Hmm.
25 past six last night, he texted me.
Right. Oh.
Disturbing my evening.
Yeah.
Of relaxation.
Yeah.
And he said, don't forget we're doing this tomorrow, blah, 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 this, that, and the other.
Mm.
Hope I had a who are you tomorrow, but they're delayed. So he basically sent me a text saying what we're not doing on the show today.
But then a follow-up.
Jeff Lynn from ELO, I wanted him to play live, but he's not doing it.
He's not coming in.
And we've got £1 gadillion that we're not giving away.
Yeah, can't do that. Bono isn't coming in.
We will have a Who Are You next week.
You don't need to worry about the Who Are You feature because I don't like it.
Tuesday, probably.
Okay.
And will you have to say it like that?
What do you mean?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And will this person or people be coming into the studio?
No,
or is
they'll
it?
Be on the screen.
On Zoom.
Good. Mystery guest identifying.
Okay. That's what I like. I don't like it when they're in the studio.
It's too... Yeah, thank you.
It's better when they're on. 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 It's better when they're on the screen.
Yeah. It's too awkward when sitting next to them.
Anyway, but basically, here's what you got. If you're listening to the radio for the next 10, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever, we'll play some tunes and we'll talk some hilarious words. That's what you got. It's 9 minutes past 7. Hey, Devo, we're going to get two songs in between the first outbreak. Come on!
Radio-S. Coming up,
yeah.
More crazy awesome radio that somehow gets to new levels of awesome.
New levels of awesome.
More like Disco 2025 as we spin our Radio X record of the week, which is the brand new tune from Pulp.
Well, that's right, yes.
Plus, two down, seven to go. We're giving away our Glastonbury flags to Radio X listeners on the show today.
Ooh.
Hell yeah, this show really does keep getting to new levels of awesome.
That's right.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Right, so we're back again. It's Wednesday. The weekend is in sight, as DJs say on a Wednesday. I'm talking to Glastonbury flags like Paul Turner just mentioned there. Double Glastonbury flags to give away today.
Oh, lovely.
That's right. So we need two sets of callers, two flags to send to Glastonbury. Details of that later. In the meantime,
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see. Painted faces fill the places I can't reach. You know that I could use somebody.
Somebody at Radio X. Ooh, as Bagpuss would say. Tomorrow on the show, Orlando Bloom is blessed.
Yeah.
And Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yes. How cool.
Who I'm... I love Bryce Howard. Bryce... I love her so much, I don't even know her name.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
I love Bryce Darius...
Haddock.
Howard.
Yeah.
Ron Howard's daughter.
Ron Howard, the fantastic director.
Yeah.
Who was also in Happy Days.
Yes.
So if he was in Happy Days with Henry Winkler, who played the Fonz, and she was growing up, technically, the Fonz is her uncle.
Yeah. How cool is that?
I'm mad.
And if she doesn't call him Uncle Fonzie, I'll be very, very disappointed.
Absolutely.
And Orlando Bloom, Pirates of the Caribbean, movies and all that.
Yeah.
If you ever look back at his career, he literally, from the first break, big break he got, it was just hit after hit after blockbuster hit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you got his list up?
It's quite the list.
It is quite the list. He's always been in work, hasn't he?
And that is, that's, I saw another interview with him where he goes, the first time he ever met Brad Pitt, he was very young. And Brad Pitt just went, man, you are on some incredible run. And he didn't really understand what he meant. But what he meant was, big movie, next job, big movie, next job, big movie.
And that's Brad Pitt telling, telling him that.
Because sooner or later, you're going to hit a bit of a duffer. You know what I mean?
Has he done a duffer? He hasn't really, has he?
I mean, I'd need to go through it. I'm sure I could find one. In that positive way that Chris Boyles behaves. Just talked about myself in the third person. And Bryce Dallas Howard, by the way, he's been so much good stuff. And somebody said to me the other day, I went, I don't know who she is. And I went, you seen Rocket Man, the Elton John movie? Yeah, she plays Elton's mum. Which, and she's American.
Her British accent is incredible in that
film. It is incredible.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, it'll be those two talking about their new show, which is out on Prime Video, which
tomorrow.
It's actually out tomorrow, and they're on the show tomorrow promoting it. It's almost like the whole thing was planned. Oh, no, that was me. I hit two buttons at the same time. Sorry about that. It was meant to go. There you go. But if you press two buttons, then the jingle comes back on. But I don't want to do that because I want to play the cardigan. Who's singing?
That was me. Sorry.
Okay.
It doesn't test well.
How does it go?
Do-do-do.
Radio X.
Sorry.
It's all right. Tom, it's been a while.
Go on.
Since I told my cardigan story.
Oh, yeah. Can I please do, though?
I love the Cardigans. I love them as a band. I think they're absolutely brilliant. Yeah. And I loved her voice. I just liked everything about her. I thought she's very easy on the eye. I'll just admit, I thought she was a very handsome woman. I was very attracted to her. But I also thought she was a very talent. And the fact that she was a singer in a band and everything just makes the whole package cool. Sexier. So I was delighted when I got to interview them. And, oh, God, what a dullard.
Yeah, what a shame. That is a shame, isn't it?
Oh, they were really moody. They weren't in the mood. I'm like, oh, so disappointing. And you know what? Because of that, she missed her chance of getting with me.
Absolutely.
There you go.
The Chris Moyles Show.
What an idiot.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's a cruise down the Thames.
It's the sweet escape of Cadbury World.
It's a hard day's night at the Cavern Club.
It's the sparkle of the jewellery quarter.
It's the winning goal at Anfield.
It's the majestic chimes in Westminster.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most.
So why not pay less? Do more.
With cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham, thanks to London Northwestern Railway. Book direct today and start your journey.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Feel the heat whatever the weather with Waitrose's summer food range. Like our fiery, fragrant, hot honey halloumi kebabs, which can be cooked to perfection either on the barbecue or under the grill. And our succulent number one red prawn and monkfish, tossed in a smoked paprika, garlic and red chilli butter. Pop in a brioche bun and enjoy, come rain or shine. Let your summer side out with Waitrose. Selected lines and stores subject to availability.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dreams stock clearance sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams, love your bed.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
I know how I like to invest. That's why I choose eToro. Access to global markets, expert analysis, shared knowledge. On eToro, I pick my own investors.
Wait, what?
Pick my own stocks.
Choose your mix of assets or copy top performing traders.
Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today.
eToro is a multi-assets investment platform. Copy trading does not amount to investment advice. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Don't skip on summer. Lock in your last-minute getaway with a TUI holiday deal. Holiday? Here we come. Family fun? Or just relaxing in the sun? Whatever you're after, find a great TUI deal for you. Book today. We'll see you by the pool. TUI. Live happy. Atoll and Abta protected. Booking T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
It's a good morning from me and a good morning from him.
Good morning. Hi, it's the Chris Moyles Show here. Are you all right there, James?
Yeah.
Can you do me a favour? If you're going to yawn all the way through the show, can you
no,
at least look out the
jingle? What's wrong with the jingle?
He's yawned non-stop since we started.
No, I haven't.
You have, so.
I have not.
You have. That ain't your first yawnio.
It is today.
It's not. You keep doing this.
Were you out last night? Were you at the casino again?
I wasn't out. I went to bed late.
Did you? What time?
11:15
Oh, now that's too late.
Too late.
Yeah, I was
not out even.
I was in bed late, but like 10:40
Yeah, I was 10 o'clock
Yeah.
Were you? I thought you went earlier. Because you know, because you get, because your age and
10,
stuff.
No, 10 o'clock's kind of, it's quite late for me actually.
But is to it? Me,
it was quite. Warm.
You're like a nice 7 o'clock late.
Oh, do you? Can you imagine that? We'd have so much sleep.
It'd be awful. Sleep.
But
anyway, listen. I don't mean to sound rude.
Here we go.
But Polly James, the Radio X DJ.
Yeah.
She's a lazy cow, isn't she?
Oh.
Oh, what's
it's,
going on?
Do you know what? It sounds rude, though, the way you just said
but,
that.
But what sounds rude about it?
The
using
cow.
The bovine bit at the end.
Yeah.
She's a lazy sauce.
Right. Oh, that's...
She's a lazy pants.
Right.
Yeah.
Pants is better.
What do we have in that ad break that we just had there, right? Normally... Morning, Milesy.
Yeah.
Happy Wednesday. And Johnny does that, right?
They might sing a song.
Sometimes they sing a song. Sometimes they do a TV parody. If they're in a rush and they've not written anything, it's just a show. We're back this afternoon from four. Whatever, fine.
Yeah.
But at least he makes the effort. Polly, not one. She's not done one this week. She's in for Johnny Vaughan every day.
You're right.
And you probably didn't even notice. Check before you travel. Go to Radio X. That awful, boring, mind-numbingly, semi-pointless jingle that we played since we launched in 2015. And eventually, after about 4 years of pushing, I managed to get it changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But because Polly's a lazy cow, and she can't bother to go, Bonita, are you on the dinner at 4 o'clock in it? Right? We get that stupid jingle.
That's true.
Wouldn't it be lovely if Polly was to sing us a song?
By the way, I'm recording messages for her. So yesterday afternoon, I'm playing, hey, Polly, how you doing? Polly put the metal on and all that.
Yeah.
She can't even be bothered to go, I tell you what, I'm not from Cornwall. Hold on, I can't do it.
Hello?
No, hold on. She can't even be bothered to go, hello, boyo.
That's
it's me, Polly, and I'm on a four. That's what I needed to do. So, Polly, sort it out, will you? God love you. And Polly is back on at 4 o'clock today at Radio X. Steady up, Phonics! I've never been here before. Didn't know where to go. Never met you before. I've never been to your home. That smells not unknown. Footsteps made of stone. You can do all the things that you love to do. That is the great sounds of the one and only...
Stereophonics.
That's right. Thank you, John.
Stereophonics.
You're absolutely right. That is...
Stereophonics.
Yeah, that was a guess on the £25,000 box game.
Stereophonics.
On Thursday of last week.
Stereophonics.
And then yesterday we had a caller on and he thought the answer was...
Stereophonics.
It was a no, because obviously,
sadly, it was
when he said...
Stereophonics.
I remembered that John had said...
Stereophonics.
And he was wrong, so that means...
Stereophonics.
Was wrong.
Oh.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
So, £25,000 up for grabs. If you get to play the game today, you'll automatically win £1,000.
Whoa. Winner.
Yeah, £1,000 just for being on and having a guess.
Get in there, Chris.
Yeah.
Come on.
£1,000.
You're joking me.
I am not. You got £1,000 in straight into your bank. How about that, James?
Yep. Thank you.
Yep, there you go.
It's double parked.
Yeah.
Awesome. Woohoo.
Yeah. Anyway, who do you think is the artist that is going to unlock the box and bag for yourself £25,000?
Stereophonics.
It's not Stereophonics. It's an artist we play at Radio X, either a band or a singer. But who is it? If you say the right artist and the box unlocks, you win 25 grand. So who do you think it is?
Stereophonics.
It's not Stereophonics, okay? We've already had that. Here is your qualifying question if you want to be on today, and if you get picked, you win £1,000 automatically. 25 years ago, on the banks of the Thames, a new big wheel opened as a tourist attraction. But what's it called? Text the word box, followed by your answer, and you send that to 83936. Write it down. Text the word box, not WhatsApp. The word box. Text the word box. It's very different. Plus your answer and then send it to 83936. That tax will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You've got to be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock this morning. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. The full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. Shall I say who some of the answers haven't been?
Yes.
Okay. Pay attention. These are all wrong answers.
Skunk and Nancy.
Nothing but thieves.
Muse. Stereophonics.
Oasis.
The Clash.
Stereophonics.
That's right, yeah, it's not Stereophonics.
Did you play the Stereophonics clip?
Stereophonics.
Yes. I think so, yeah. So it's none of those, and it's not even...
Stereophonics.
It's not Stereophonics, John!
You're joking me.
No, I'm not.
Not joking me.
Get on the radio today. If you get it right, you win £25,000. It's just a guess, but you might do it. You might absolutely fluke it. So text the word box, followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. 25 years ago on the banks of the Thames, a new big wheel opened as a tourist attraction, but what's it called? Text now and best luck.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Let's do some letters.
Chris, you've been to many festivals over the years, haven't you?
Yes.
You've played festivals over the years.
Yes.
Have you ever been to a testicle festival?
I can honestly say no.
Right. Well, there is one. It's called Test Fest 2025, raising awareness of testicular cancer, which is obviously a very good thing.
Yes.
June the 21st, it's in Taunton, which is in Somerset. If you or your listeners, this comes from Joe Hopkins. It says, if you or your listeners missed out on Glasgow, don't be sad. Come to Test Fest for an unforgettable experience. We have the Hoosiers, Woody Cook, Breakbeat Bandits, and many, many more. Woody's at Test Fest. It's not just about great music and fun, Chris.
It's also about raising awareness for a very important cause, which it is, encouraging men to check themselves for testicular cancer. We'd love it if you could come along and support and spread the word. Let's make it a weekend to remember. Kids go free.
Oh,
that's nice.
They've got something called Nutty Noah.
Yeah, well, he's in the right place.
Test fest.
Yeah. That is good, doesn't it? A nice thing. A testicle festival.
Now, is Soy Sauce Frog, is that an artist or is that food?
Where's that?
The what?
Oh, yeah.
It could be food.
Yeah.
Say.
Yeah.
It's a...
Where is it taking place?
Meat so this is in Taunton in Somerset.
Bonnydar.
Yeah, that's right. Beautiful part of the world.
On the 21st of June.
Yes.
I can't make it, unfortunately, because I have a prior engagement, of which Dominic Byrne will be also joining me.
Yes, sadly.
And I believe James Robinson.
Yes. We can't be there, sadly. But Joe Hopkins...
No, we can't.
What?
We can't. I know what we're doing.
There you go. Our friend's getting married.
Yeah.
Nutty Noah is a children's entertainer.
Oh, perfect.
And Soy Sauce Frog.
Soy
Sauce Frog.
That's just a frog deep fried in...
Do they have...
An indie band.
Oh, great. Okay. Do they have a bar, Dom?
I imagine they will have a bar.
Food?
Yep.
Free silent disco?
Absolutely.
Tombola?
The whole thing.
Brilliant.
I mean,
sadly, I'm not
going to
make it.
It's a brilliant cause. Genuinely, it's a brilliant cause.
And the Hoosiers.
Yeah. How cool.
Sing one of their songs.
We are the Hoosiers. They've got many, though, to choose from.
Goodbye, Mr. Ray.
Yeah, goodbye, yeah. Joe Hopkins, thank you very much, Joe. And best of luck. And if you're going to Test Fest, or as we call it, a testicle festival, have a lovely...
It's an unusual idea to have a festival called Test Fest. Yeah. I mean, because festivals are not cheap to put together. You got to have some balls to do
really
something
do.
Like that.
You really yeah. do.
Sorry. I apologise.
That's good.
Sorry.
I was about to say something rude, which I can't say. So good luck for Test Fest. Here's another one. Please read this out on the 12th of June. It's a day early. I might forget tomorrow. Please can you wish Lisa and Matthew happy 10th wedding anniversary. I've sent you loads of biltong as a bribe that you'll read it out. This is from Lisa and Matt. So for Lisa and Matt, happy 10th wedding anniversary. Now, who likes biltong? I can't remember. Biltong.
What's the question?
Do you like biltong?
I prefer his brother Pete.
Hey! That's it. We've been sent loads of biltong.
What is biltong?
Biltong, James, I think, is dried beef with lots of different... it's tender and delicious, seasoned, dried British beef.
I think I worked out when you started reading off the packet then.
Did I do a Donald Trump?
It's when you got to tender and delicious.
James, what it is in a nutshell, in my own words, it's a tender and delicious...
tender.
Seasoned delicious. Dried beef. So there's a salt and pepper one there. There's a smoky chipotle one there.
What?
Chipotle? Is that how you say it? Chipotle? Chipotle.
You think it's pronounced chipotle?
How do you say it? Chipotle. No, go on, how do you say it? You don't know either.
Chipotle.
Chipotle, yes.
Right?
Chipotle.
That's what I say, chipotle.
Yeah. What did I say, chipotle?
Chipotle.
Yeah.
He sounds like an American stuntman from the movies.
Hey.
Hi, Chip. Nice to meet you. What's your name? Chip. Chipotle.
Chipotle. There's garlic biltong.
Oh, yeah, let's
as
get
well.
That open.
Don't kiss anyone after those. And sticky maple. More than maple?
Oh, that reminds me. I've got that video you lent me.
I do love a bit of dried beef. I'm just going to say it. I do.
Do you like a bit of sticky maple dry
yes,
beef?
Ideally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Wednesday. Let's go for it.
What volume?
So, if you take anything away from that, happy wedding anniversary for tomorrow, because I do want to do it tomorrow in case we forget. For
Why have they sent us all the biltong?
Don't know. There's no reason.
Did you say you like biltong once?
No. I do like biltong. I think we got sent a load of biltong before, didn't
we? Do they make it?
The people who sent it?
Yeah.
No, I think they just like it. It's the Western Biltong Company who've sent it in. It's authentic biltong, Chris.
Oh, good.
Tender and delicious.
Again?
It's the net weight is 35 grams.
Right.
Not reading that. So, good luck with the Testicle Festival, and thank you for the biltong. If you'd like to email some stuff
biltong
in...
Biltong got power.
Well, you can.
For the weekend. That's very good.
Meanwhile, dom@radiox.co.uk. Not your K, UK. Or you can send stuff through the post to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London, WC28, 7LA.
I've got something I want to talk about when we come back from the commercial break. And for somebody in the studio, they'll either think it's a great idea or a terrible idea.
Oh.
I'll explain all in just a couple of minutes. Hold on there, please.
The Chris Moyles Show.
It is 22:08.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
I know what I like to invest in. That's why I choose eToro. With over 7,000 assets, I can invest in big global British brands. Stocks.
Wait, what?
Local big global British brands. Stocks. Big local global British brands. Stocks.
Trade everything, from local brands to global giants. Yep, all in one app.
eToro.
Join today. eToro is a multi-asset investment platform. The value of your investments may go up or down. Your capital is at risk.
Chase is the digital bank you can count on.
How so?
Because you get 1% cash back on your grocery shop.
Like on prosciutto?
Yeah, prosciutto.
And seaweed crackers?
Sure, those two.
Hang on, what about rotisserie chickens?
If it's in your grocery shop, Chase has got your cash back. Join today and get 1% cash back on debit card spending on groceries, fuel and everyday transport. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents eligibility applies. 1% cash back for your first year. Maximum £15 per month. Exceptions apply.
Summer doesn't always have to mean the end of the beloved Sunday roast. At Waitrose, we're introducing a new take on the classic. The British Tomahawk Steak. Intense and full of flavour with every bite. Keep that Sunday roast feel and serve alongside barbecued potatoes and charred veg. And if there's still room on the barbecue, our beef smash burgers with bone marrow are extra thick and ready for smashing. Let your summer side out with Waitrose. Selected lines and stores subject to availability.
This summer, get sun lounger flopping without all that website hopping with EasyJet Holidays. Package holidays start from £299 per person. And if you find the same holiday cheaper elsewhere, we'll beat the price. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Price based on 2 adults for 5 nights. Limited availability. See price guarantee online. Atom protected. T's and C's apply.
The Radio X Evening Show
with Dan O'Connell.
They are still as popular as ever. The Stereophonics are back and touring around the UK this summer. You can see them do their stadium anthems by winning tickets all this week on the Radio X Evening Show.
Tonight from 7.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Here we go with more epic radio.
Radio X.
Now, I'm just going to read out a message, guys.
Okay.
One of you might like this, one of you might not like this as an idea, but we're going to have a little vote.
Okay.
Good morning, Chris and the gang. I really feel I need to let Dominic know something about Hiya.
Hiya. Oh, yes, Hiya.
This is the website where you can get celebrity video messages from your favourite celebrities. And Dominic Byrne is on Hiya. It's
Hiya.
Hi hyphen ya.
Yes.
Ya exclamation mark or?
No, hi, H-I hyphen Y-A, yeah.
It's such a terrible name and because it's really hard to explain to people. Where do I get it? Hiya. Well, hi hyphen ya.com.
Yes, .com.
Now, if you know someone who loves the show and it's their birthday or they're getting married or whatever it is.
Father's Day is a good one, actually.
Getting
a few of those at the moment.
Think of all the dads that love Dominic Byrne. All the dads that love Dominic Byrne.
Oh.
And imagine.
I'm big with the dads.
They get a video message Hello, Toadie. It's me, Dominic Byrne from the Chris Moore Show. Oh, bloody love, oh. Hey, happy Father's Day. And this comes from Ryan and Sally.
Hmm.
Oh, thanks very much. I love that. Imagine the joy in your dad's face. Well, you go to hi-yar.com.
Yeah.
And you order a Dominic Byrne video. Now, obviously, it's June the 11th, Wednesday. Father's Day is Sunday.
Yes.
So don't bother for this year because Dom won't do it.
Hey,
because Dom is lazy.
You, now, there is a bit of truth in that.
Right.
Yeah, but I
you might get it for next year if you're lucky.
I do my very best.
So here comes the message which came in yesterday from Ian, and I've saved it.
Mm.
I want to let Dominic know something about his nearest Hi-Ya competitor, Toya.
Toya.
The Toya. Singer from the 80s, Toya Wilcox.
Oh, right, yeah.
I sent her a request on Sunday for a birthday surprise from my lovely wife. I was stunned to get a response 5 minutes later.
Oh, 5 minutes?
Dumb.
Oh.
She was absolutely great. Dominic, lessons to be learned.
Wow, 5 minutes is quick.
Keep up the good work, brackets, improve, Dom. Love you guys, Ian from Whitney. So,
thank you, Ian.
Now, here's the thing. You have missed a couple, haven't you, in the past before?
It slipped through my net.
Yes.
The net has obviously got a hole in it somewhere.
And often people go, I asked for a video like 2 weeks ago and I still haven't got it yet. And you go, and Dom always says, oh yeah, there's a bit of a backlog. But you are in charge of that log.
Yes, exactly.
And you create whether it's a backlog or no log.
At the moment, mm-hmm. I have two pending right. ones to do.
How long have they been pending?
3 days, I think.
Right. Why haven't you done them?
Yeah, you were in control of your own log.
I know. Why haven't I done them?
Yes.
Good question. I don't know why I haven't done them.
So here's what I'm thinking.
But because they're not due yet.
Okay.
Like, so yeah.
Here's what I'm thinking.
I work well to a deadline.
Toya is making a mockery of you, therefore making a mockery of me and the Chris Moyle Show.
Yeah.
So I'm going to suggest something.
Okay.
To prove that you can do these.
Right.
Okay, what's the fastest turnaround time you think you can do?
What? Okay, 5 minutes, probably, from...
Should we give it a go?
I'll try and best Toya.
Should we give it a go?
When?
Today, now.
Oh.
So, if somebody wants... So, you're saying... First come, first served.
Yes.
The first request you get...
Yes.
This morning, during the show, for a Dominic Byrne celebrity video...
Right.
You will go and record it and get it sent back to them as near to 5 minutes as possible.
Thank you. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you agreeing it?
I'm agreeing it.
Okay.
I've got the app open now.
So you go to www.hi-yar.com.
Yeah.
Search Dominic Byrne. Request your video. Right? Bing! Dominic.
Toya's ruined it for everyone.
Dominic gets an alert on his phone. Mid-link. It could happen mid-link. What happens if it happens to the news?
Yeah, now.
Yeah.
And in other news, hi, Steve. You want to say happy Father's Day?
Keir Starmer has said that he's got absolutely no plans to... Happy birthday, Steve. Have a good one. ...to change the laws.
Right. I'm going to keep my app open.
Right.
Though it does take a while once the request goes in.
Oh, here we go.
No, no. Once the request goes in, it takes a while for it to appear on my app. But then as soon as it's appeared on my app, as soon as I see the first one, I'll aim to turn it around within 5 minutes.
Okay.
Which I've never done before.
Now, are we gonna say first come, first served
come, first
for 5 minutes? Or we're gonna say the first three?
No, I think first...
The first five get their videos back.
I think it's more fun to say the first one.
Right.
Isn't it?
Okay.
It's more fun that way.
So, let's see how Dom gets on, shall we? But this is brilliant. If we just start a link and it goes ping, now Dom has to battle with, do I do the link or do I run out the studio?
Yeah.
And also, where do you do it? Because you can't do it in the studio.
No,
you have to do it in the loo.
Yeah,
we'll
that's
put
true.
You off.
Should I do it in the toilet?
All right, that's...
There you go, Captain.
Come on. All right.
So... hi-yar.com.
Yeah.
Dominic Byrne, celebrity video for you, your loved one, Father's Day, whatever it is. First come, first serve. And Dom, well, as soon as he's got the request, he will do it and send it back. Boom, 5 minutes.
He'll try his best.
No, you said you'll do it, didn't you?
Yeah.
As near to five as possible. Yeah, so yeah. 5 minutes, 6 minutes, an hour 45.
8 o'clock, Monday night. To finally talk to a girl a little into rap metal turntables in her eyes.
It's like a bad movie, she's looking through me. If you were me, then you'd be screaming, someone shoot me. As I fell miserably, trying to get changers full of singers that are mad at their dad. She said she'd like to score some reefer and a 40. She'll never know that I'm the best that she'll never have. And when she walks all the windows and the angels sing, she'll never notice me. She's watching wrestling, creaming over tough guys, listening to rap metal, turntables in her eyes. She likes them with the mustache. Trans Am does them all, it make a man. It's like a bad movie, she's looking through me. If you were me, then you'd be screaming, someone shoot me. As I fell miserably, trying to get the girl all the bad guys want. Cause she's the girl all the bad guys want. Cause she's the girl all the bad guys want. Cause she's the girl all the bad guys want. She goes again with fishnets on and dreadlocks in her hair. She broke my heart, I wanna be sedated. All I wanted was to see her naked. Now I'm watching wrestling, trying to be a tough guy, listening to rap metal, turntables in my eyes. I can't grow a mustache and I ain't got no season pass. All I got's a mouth. Like a bad movie, she's looking through me. If you were me, then you'd be screaming, someone shoot me. As I fell miserably, trying to keep the girl all the bad guys want. Cause she's the girl all the bad guys want. Cause she's the girl all the bad guys want. Cause she's the girl all the bad guys want. Cause she's the girl all the bad guys want.
Not going to believe what has just happened. I swear to God, Dominic had no idea that I was going to drop that on him.
No.
Obviously, the listeners didn't know I was going to say it. Because I talked about it, somebody got on there. Now, I'm going to have to not give too much information because it's going to be a surprise for someone.
Yeah.
Somebody went on the Hiya website and into the first couple of lines of Bowling for Soup, Dom goes, oh my God, I've had a request for a video already.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So he had 3 minutes of Bowling for Soup. So he's recorded a video.
Bosh.
Done it in one take, yes. Despite me trying to put him off with fart sound effects.
Well, that, I mean, sometimes that just added to the fun.
You were unflappable.
Thank you.
And by the time Bowling for Soup had ended, he'd done about a 2 minute video and started uploading it.
Yes.
That's how efficient you could be.
And it's just sent. So
wow!
I would have received it about 10 seconds ago.
That. Wow. I am so impressed.
It was very good, Dom.
Thank you.
Now, what I would love is if now 62 requests come in over the next half hour.
Right. All due within 5 minutes of sending.
Hi, can I have this back in 5 minutes, please? I want a message saying happy 8 o'clock to my mate in the van. Wow, that was actually James, wasn't it? That was actually good. Impressive to watch.
Well, thank you very much.
In my own eyes.
Take wonder as well.
Yeah, well, it's got to be because I don't know how you stop and start again. That's the problem.
Now,
if I go wrong, I just carry on.
The question is, is he faster than Toya Wilcox?
Well, that's a question.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Scott just texted in and said, what about the poor people who've got their videos pending that you just mentioned earlier?
Yeah, well, I will do those. I will also do those today.
We're closing the lines in 4.5 minutes. 4.5 minutes at 8 o'clock this morning when I close the lines. So if you want to be on today to play for £1,000 guaranteed, £1,000 guaranteed, just for coming on and having a guess, But if you get it right, you win £25,000. It's the £25,000 box game. Here's your qualifying question. 25 years ago on the banks of the Thames, a new big wheel opened as a tourist attraction. What's it called? Text the word box, followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. You've got 4 minutes. Text the word box, followed by the answer to the question. Send that to 83936. 25 years ago on the banks of the Thames, a new big wheel opened as a tourist attraction. But what is it called? Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. You've got to be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full terms and conditions and online entry details at radiox.co.uk. Text the word box, followed by your answer, 83936.
The £25,000 box.
It's got to be a text. You've got to start your text with the word box, otherwise it won't count. Box is the key word that siphons it off into the, this person wants to enter the competition pile. Text the word box, followed by your answer, 83936. Good luck. You have 3 minutes before we close the line.
The Chris Moyles Show. Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
Wagamama when.
Dad, what's for dinner?
Small humans have the biggest expectations.
All right, I've got the pulled shiitake donburi, and I bet the mini chicken katsu's for you.
Wagamama. Food is life.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
You modern day saint. Stepping in when the teaching assistant fell ill. Look at those little faces. Bask in the warm glow of their gratitude. Now, where's the coffee? Is that instant? But you, sir, are a smart cookie. You've snuck in a Taylor's coffee bag. Real ground coffee in a bag that tastes real good. Double geography later. Bring it on. Taylor's coffee bags. Where there's hot water, there's great coffee.
Need a summer wardrobe refresh? Then Very's got you covered with amazing savings from the online store for fashion, home and more. Save at least 20% off most fashion and sportswear like Adidas, River Island and more.
OMG!
Plus you can buy now and pay up to 12 months later and nothing to pay at checkout. Very. Let's make it sparkle. Search Very Pay. Event ends 11th of June, delivery £3.99. Very Pay credit provided subject to status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus, representative 44.9% APR variable.
What do you give the world's best dad? Something amazing from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. That's Aldi. Gifts like a golf kit with three golf balls, three wooden tees and a golf ball marker. Now that's putting your dad first. Putting. You get it? Never mind.
Radio X. News update next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X. News.
It's just gone 8 o'clock.
Lines are now closed.
Right. We don't know who is going to play the game yet. We don't know what they're going to say. We won't know what they're going to say until they say it. And Dominic and I don't know the answer, so we'll all find out together. Day 8 of the £25,000 box game is coming up after the news with Dominic Byrne. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, the NHS and Defence are expected to be the big winners when the Chancellor sets out her government spending plans. Rachel Reeves will reveal where funding is going for the next few years. Police services aren't expected to get the money they want. Nick Smart from the Police Superintendents Association has told us it's not been a priority.
That's been seen in the funding settlements year on year. We had the alleged uplift of 20,000, but that was just to replace the officers that left the service and weren't recruited due to austerity.
In other news this morning, there's now a curfew in force for downtown LA after protests turned violent. The demonstration started after immigration raids. Donald Trump's been accused of upping tensions by deploying troops there. A 200-year-old law that makes rough sleeping in England and Wales illegal is going